Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm out in Napa Valley at the Silverado Resort, and I'm with Pat Molyneux, who is with Molyneux Tile, Carpet, and Wood in Pittsburgh. Pat, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
I've known you for over 10 years. Let's talk a little bit about your operation in Pittsburgh. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you have there.
So we have 8 stores. We service metropolitan Pittsburgh, and we are probably 85% retail, 15% builder, property manager, commercial. I tell our people that we're first and foremost in the business of human flourishing, of bringing out the best in people. And then, oh, by the way, we sell flooring, and that's our niche. Our niche is just really trying to take good care of our people who work for us, but also our customers.
Yeah, you're a very cerebral thinker, and you're in an area where some people have struggled. 85% of your business is in retail, and yet you've continued to grow your business. One more little point about your business, it's family run, right?
That's correct. My background, I worked in finance and banking, and I was a CPA, and then I started here in 1990, and we were doing around $2 million a year, and we were probably number 6. And we've grown to it. We do about $18 million a year. Now we're number one in terms of our market, in terms of the retail.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
been a good ride.
That's fantastic. And just like many of the other people that are very successful, you're not afraid to spend money on promotion, are you?
No, that's how we were able to really gain market share and grow our business. We took some big gambles early on, and they really paid off for us over the long term.
We have talked before. I've done some articles. You've been innovative in many of your approaches. You've done kiosks in malls. You go out and you do in-home sales. Talk a little bit about some of the new and innovative things you're doing now.
Yeah, one of the complaints I have about this industry in general is I just think that we lack innovation, and I think there's so many other industries out there that are so much more innovative. I'm not sure why that is. I have some theories. That's maybe a separate interview. But yeah, we're always trying new things, and you know, sometimes they succeed and sometimes they fail. The kiosk was one thing that failed, actually. But we've tried some things. These folks at Bridgeway, Creating Your Space, they're very good. And we're doing some innovative things with them, kind of cutting edge.
We partnered with them on a beta test that's pretty innovative in terms of just driving traffic to the website using their visualization tool.
You actually ran a commercial, so you blended traditional advertising with internet marketing.
That's right. So we had a TV spot where the customers would email us a photograph of their room. We would author it and turn it around, and they could then point and click and visualize various products from our catalog inside their room. And it was pretty interesting campaign, pretty successful. But we spent a lot of money. I mean, so in terms of return on investment, you know, time will tell, but we're trying. We're working at it.
But it ended up giving you some business, didn't it?
Absolutely.
I feel like these folks here at Creating Your Space, mm-hmm. Jay and Michael, I think because they're small, they're much more able to be nimble than, you know, say, some of the buying groups. So that's why I'm here. I think that these folks really have the ability to drive innovation that you don't see in this industry.
Mm-hmm. And there's synergies with the code they're writing, but they give you a unique look so that your site and your presence in the internet is unique.
What I like about dealing with these folks is that I'm able to say, here's what I like about your deliverables, here's what I dislike, and here's what I want you to change. And they're more than open to changing and customizing for what we need for our market here at Molyneux in Pittsburgh. So we got to be thinking as an industry how we reach the millennial generation, because they buy a lot different. You know, I'm 50 years old, and this new generation buys a lot different than I do. So we've got to really wrap our head around how do we market to that generation.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you think of Molyneux, you're not affiliated with, I mean, a lot of these people are either in a buying group, and you've remained independent, haven't you?
Yeah, but it wasn't after doing a lot of research and asking a lot of questions and agitating people. and they're good people in the buying groups. I think that for us, it just made more sense to be independent. And again, I think that the buying groups, this is just my perspective from an outsider, they really aren't driving innovation in our industry the way I would like to see them drive innovation.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the home centers. Do you consider them a competitor?
Yeah, I mean, of course they're a competitor, but I think that if a customer comes to Molyneux, mm-hmm. we are not going to apologize for charging $500 more on a $3,000 job, because we feel like we give $500 more value than the home centers give. And I think that, you know, we as an industry, we sell ourselves short. We try to meet the home center pricing. I don't think you need to. I think that most dealers out there really do out-deliver the home centers, and they should charge accordingly.
You know, I know that you're a little guarded about talking about some of the new things you're thinking about, but you've done some things recently as far as in the shop and home area that have really paid off, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, we started getting really heavily into shop at home probably around 10 or 12 years ago. We feel like we were ahead of the curve there. And yeah, one of the things that we've done, as far as we know, we have more Facebook fans than any flooring dealer in the country. We have 10,500 Facebook fans because we've done some really kind of outside the box innovative initiatives through social media. So really, you know, one of the reasons I'm here is because I'm trying to, you know, rack. I mean, these guys are, they're good at kind of stirring you up and getting you to think outside the box. I'm looking for more ideas in terms of how do you really leverage social media to reach the millennial generation.
Well, Pat, I appreciate you spending time with us. It's always great to talk to you because, as you mentioned, you look at this from a strategic business perspective coming from the financial area, and it's good to see people like that running a successful business in the floor covering business. Again, been talking to Pat Molyneux, one of the owners of Molyneux Tile, Carpet, and Wood in Pittsburgh, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.